This is HPR episode 2458 entitled, Chrome Plugins You Must Have. It is hosted by Operat0R and is about 11 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, I go over my current list of Chrome plugins and how I secure my browser.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Packer Public Radio. This is your host, Operator. I'm going to be going over Chrome and the extensions and plugins that I have around ad blocking, enhancements, some downloaded tools, and all that good stuff. Backup and management of that. So, first things first, you're going to want to get some kind of either free or paid backup solution. Amazon used to be free for $60 a year unlimited, and they have since discontinued or are about to discontinue that program. So anyways, you're looking anywhere from $10 a month to $5 a month for storage like Dropbox or Amazon. So get yourself a cloud account. If you're not backing up your stuff in the cloud, then there's not a whole lot of point in all this. So first thing is getting that all set up. Second is kind of deciding what browser you're going to use. I'm using Iron Portable, which is kind of like a non-Google Chrome, if that makes any sense. So it has some anti, basically not anti-Google stuff in it, but it doesn't have all the stuff, supposedly, that Chrome has. And it's a little, you know, more lightweight, right? So with that said, I do have some issues around having to set my agent tag as Chrome, even though it's Iron, so it won't work on some things like Slack. Recently did that where they, if you weren't running the right agent tag, it would bail you out. So anyways, you can use agent tag tools for Chrome. So first things first, LastPass is what I use for a password manager. There's hundreds of password managers out there. You got LastPass, Password1, and a couple of other local ones that are pretty popular. Pretty straightforward. If you don't have a password manager, you should be using one. uBlock Origin is basically an ad blocker that's pretty standard, pretty run-of-the-mill at this point. They're users of AdBlock Plus or AdBlock Edge. Should probably move off of that in something like uBlock Origins. Another one we got here is Turbo Download Manager. I'll link to the show notes and all these to a blog post I did for LinkedIn. So Turbo Download Manager basically allows you to multi-threadedly download something with Chrome. And this is the only plugin that I found for Chrome that has multi-threaded downloads. Most of them are single-threaded, meaning that you can't swarm the download. So for example, if you download a 15 gig file, it'll chop it up into four parts or however many parts that server will let you download. So by default, it's like three. So in examples of YouTube, if you use the YouTube downloader and you use multi-threaded download, you can pretty much download a YouTube video in faster than you can even begin to stream it, right? So I don't even watch YouTube videos generally from YouTube. I'll just right-click download and download it real quick using the download manager in a few seconds, and then pull it up, and I can do whatever I want to with it using VLC and move back and forth. Get Them All is essentially the same kind of thing, but it's a little less around multimedia or streaming media. And Get Them All will pull links too. So,
for example,
it's kind of late. If you're in a directory with a bunch of zip files, or for example, a bunch of executables, and you want to download those, you can put some filters in there. It's sort of similar to Download the Mall, but Download the Mall is a Firefox extension that I was pretty used to and happy with. Now, a more recent one that I ran across, which is used for some of these NTSP streamers or RTSP streamers, EXTM3U or M3U8 streams, basically a multicast stream where it chunks it up into a bunch of little files, right? So some of these downloader websites or video websites, like cartoons.me or MS or whatever they are now, Kiss Cartoons, all those types, use the same type of way to stream. And you can use this stream download HLS Video Saver or HDS Video Saver, and it's an Adobe. And it's kind of like a chopped, similar to what YouTube does with its splicing. They will chop it up into little pieces to make it, instead of one giant file, you get a bunch of little piles. The cool thing about this Adobe HDS HLS Video Saver is that it will download all or a bunch of threads at once. So for example, if it's a 1 hour long movie, you can download the 720p version in about, I don't know, 10 seconds. It's pretty insane. So a lot of these websites don't necessarily block multi-threads. So you can just have, you know, 5 threads, 10 threads open at full speed and pull down something that would take you normally with one thread, you know, a while to download. Using this Video Saver, you can pull it down really quickly. Tamper Monkey, and I'll go over that one. It's essentially a JavaScript hotness for adding, kind of making your own plugins for different types of sites, and it does a number of other things, but generally speaking, it's kind of like a hook for writing almost your own plugins, sort of in a JavaScript language. Privacy Badger is around for privacy. If you ever used Ghostry, you should probably switch off of that and try something out like Privacy Badger. Magic Actions for YouTube is actually one that I ran into probably a couple of years ago. This one's awesome because it does a number of things. One of the coolest ones is that it actually will have different themes. You can have like a dark theme. You can also remove comments. You can remove related videos. More importantly, by default, it actually removes the annotations. And also you can set a bitstream. So if you really don't want to see 1020, 1080p every time, you can do 720 and set that as your default, and it will stream that if that's an option. So that's a pretty cool one. So now I'm going to go into the Grease Monkey or Tamper Monkey scripts that are part of Tamper Monkey.
The first one.
Jeez Louise. The first one is Anti-Ad Blocker. So I'm going to try not to blow your mind here, but there's ad blockers, right? Then there's anti-ad blockers that are on a number of websites where they say, turn off your ad blocker, blah, blah, blah. So there's a bunch of scripts out there, and what this anti-ad blocker does is kind of ingest some of those techniques that those anti-ad blockers use and allow you to view the site as if you were not using an ad blocker but still block the ads. So it's an ad blocker, 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 right? And there's a video in there and the links and how to do all that stuff. So that's a pretty cool Grease Monkey script. The only other one I use right now, I think, is YouTube Links. And YouTube Links, again,
works great with the
multi-threaded downloader. And you can right-click whichever bitstream you want. So if you want to download the 1080p version and an MP4 or whatever. Sometimes we'll be missing the sound. So usually I'll stick with MP4. And some of the other bit streams, some of the other streams for whatever reason are missing audio. But with YouTube Links and the multi-threaded downloader makes YouTube a pretty usable experience. That's pretty much it for, you know, the Chrome plugins that I'm using now. What I will say is it's becoming kind of one of those watering hole attacks. So there's actually
a way. Man,
I'm dying here. There is a way you can actually start Firefox, or I'm sorry, you can actually start Chrome in a sandboxed mode or non-sandbox mode. So by default, if you start, if you try to run as the service for, or Iron as a run as a different user, it will pop up errors and crap out because it's trying to do some sandboxing. I don't need a sandbox because my sandbox is actually a different user. So what I do is I run as /user internet and save those credentials because I don't care about those credentials on my local box. And I will run the --no-sandbox option. And that will throw me into that internet user, which has non-administrative access. So the way my gaming machine works is I have admin access for my gaming machine, but my browser runs as internet with Iron and the no sandbox option, which sounds counterintuitive, right? You're turning off the sandbox. But what you're actually doing is making it kind of even more better sandbox than you would normally have. So there's common issues around that where you have to have like a common save path. So I'll have everything in a download folder on the C root, and I'll manage stuff that way. So that way I can look at a binary if I need to, or I can drop and trade files between those, the admin user and the internet user. So there's some risk there, right, to having a bunch of plugins running. And to mitigate that risk, you can run it as a different user, as a non-administrator user, and kind of go from there.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.